NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news tonight, President Biden calling for a ceasefire in the Middle East as the violence intensifies. The president facing pressure to act, telling Prime Minister Netanyahu he supports a ceasefire as the death toll rises. At least 200 Palestinians and 10 Israelis killed. Israel launching new airstrikes on tunnels in Gaza. Hamas firing over 3,000 rockets in the past week. Richard Engel there on the ground. Also tonight, California keeping its mask mandate for another month. Despite that new CDC guidance for fully vaccinated people, New York joining the growing list of states lifting mandates, but the patchwork of rules causing confusion and new confrontations caught on camera. The Supreme Court taking up a major abortion case. Why activists believe it's the key to overturning Roe v. Wade. Severe weather on the move, homes and cars underwater, and the flooded diner with customers inside. The associate of Matt Gaetz pleading guilty to 6 charges, including sex trafficking of a minor, while Gaetz himself remains under investigation. And kicking off our journey across America in Orlando, tourism making a comeback and why it's getting so hard here in many other cities to buy a house.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, across America, reporting tonight from Orlando.
Good evening, everyone. Day one of our Across America journey, reporting on an America rebuilding, refocusing, and reimagining a future after the pandemic. Our first stop, Orlando, well into its recovery. We'll share the view from here in a few minutes. But we're starting, of course, in the Middle East, where Israel and Hamas are fighting a seesaw battle of widening destruction and misery, with civilians in the center. Hamas rockets, lethal, random, and terrifying, yet hardly a match against Israel's targeted airstrikes, precise, but not as precise as some would hope in densely packed neighborhoods of Gaza. Tonight, many eyes on the United States and President Biden. When and how will he exert American influence to end the fighting? Richard Engel is in Israel as it all unfolds.
Israel is picking and destroying targets in Gaza at will, flattening what it describes as a network of tunnels Hamas has used to launch more than 3,300 rockets at Israel over the past week. But Palestinian civilians are dying too, including more than 60 children so far. Many were killed right here in 3 apartment buildings that collapsed when Israel bombed what it described as a Hamas bunker nearby. I asked an Israeli military spokesman how this could have happened for an army that can target with such precision.
They were taking women and children from the rubble.
It's horrible visuals. I agree. As a human being, you see that, you feel the suffering. Below ground, Hamas has built a city under a city, a system, a network of tunnels and command posts and rocket firing positions.
Nearby, a rocket got through Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system.
The rockets that Hamas fires aren't guided at all. They just land wherever they are pointed. This one hit the corner of an apartment building, and according to Israeli officials who are telling us to leave right now, no one was killed or injured in this attack.
Alona Kruvlin, a neighbor, is a nurse originally from New Jersey.
See what is happening to innocent civilians, to innocent houses, and don't judge on one side of the story.
In Gaza, with no air defense systems or bomb shelters, people are now huddling in UN-run schools.
We came here under fire.
Amani Al-Shawarji is a teacher and says the hopelessness in Gaza, often compared to a prison where Israel won't allow anyone to leave, makes her students angry and despondent.
They feel that there is no future. Why, when I say to them, learn to what? Learn to be what? If we died, there is no need for our education. Yeah?
Richard, what's the likelihood of a ceasefire tonight?
not likely. In fact, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just gave an order for the offensive against Gaza to continue, saying there are still more targets to hit. And in Gaza, Hamas shows no signs of relenting. So there's no ceasefire on the table.
Richard Engel tonight, thank you. And our chief foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell, is watching it all. Andrea, there's a lot of pressure on President Biden to step in, and now he's calling for a ceasefire.
That's right, Lester. Tonight, for the first time, the president is publicly acknowledging he told Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu this afternoon he supports a ceasefire by both sides. After growing pressure from allies and many fellow Democrats who want an immediate ceasefire, the Biden administration is still under fire from some, like Senator Bernie Sanders, who says the U.S. must stop being an apologist for the Israeli government. And at the U.N., the White House is still blocking a joint statement that would criticize Israel, but not Hamas. Lester.
Andrea Mitchell, thank you. We want to turn now to the new CDC guidance on masks. Some states and businesses adopting it, some holding off, with 157 million Americans, 12 and over, receiving at least one COVID vaccine dose. Some say the CDC's change was premature. With more on that, here's Miguel McGarry.
Tonight, California needs more time. The nation's most populous state refusing to lift its face mask mandate for the fully vaccinated for another month, saying not enough residents are inoculated. But across the country, in New York, where the vaccination rate is nearly the same, the state will begin implementing the CDC's new guidance Wednesday.
We have to reopen. We have to reopen smart.
With nearly every state expected to soon follow suit, today Target joined a growing list of popular retailers also no longer requiring face masks for the fully vaccinated.
You don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
But local mandates still trump guidance from the CDC, sure to lead to more confrontations and confusion across the nation.
I think we've got to get some clarification from the CDC.
It's not just city leaders raising concern. Unions representing grocery store employees say essential workers are again at higher risk. The nation's largest nurses union argues the CDC guidelines are not based on science.
You have people that were naturally inclined not to wear masks that are now given free license to not wear a mask if they haven't been vaccinated.
But the CDC says if you're vaccinated, you are protected. The agency also hinted new guidelines could be coming for schools, summer camp, and travel. Lester?
Miguel Almaguer tonight, thank you. The Supreme Court will take up a major case on abortion that could result in the most important ruling on the issue since Roe v. Wade. Our Pete Williams is following it. Pete, what's this case all about?
Lester, this involves a Mississippi law that would ban nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. For nearly five decades, the U.S. Supreme Court has said states cannot ban abortion before the fetus is viable around 23 weeks. Now the court has agreed to take another look at that very issue, the core of Roe v. Wade. Two justices who upheld Roe in the past are gone, Anthony Kennedy and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, replaced by Trump appointees Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. The court will hear the case in the fall with a decision about a year from now. Lester?
All right, Pete Williams tonight in Washington. Thanks. In just 60 seconds, an associate of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz pleads guilty here in Orlando to charges including sex trafficking of a minor.
This podcast is brought to you by Americans United for Separation of Church and State. For more than 75 years, Americans United has defended your freedom to live as yourself and believe as you choose, so long as you don't harm others. Core freedoms like abortion rights, marriage equality, public education, and even democracy itself rest upon the wall of separation between church and state. White Christian nationalists are attacking these freedoms, seeking to force us all to live by their narrow beliefs. Americans United is fighting back. Freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more about AU's work at au.org/NBC.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Heavy rain along the Gulf Coast causing flash floods, homes and vehicles underwater. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, video of customers inside a flooded diner. The city getting over 11 inches just today. Also here in Orlando, the troubles could be growing for Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz after one of his associates pleaded guilty to federal charges. Kerry Sanders was in the courtroom.
In an Orlando federal courtroom today, former Florida tax collector Joel Greenberg pled guilty to six federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child. The 37-year-old admitted to having sex with a 17-year-old on several occasions and said others did too. Among Greenberg's close friends, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. In March, the New York Times reported federal investigators were looking into whether Gaetz paid for and had sex with a 17-year-old. The Florida Republican has repeatedly denied those allegations and has not been charged with a crime. This weekend, telling Republican supporters,
I am being falsely accused of exchanging money for naughty favors.
Greenberg faces at least 12 years in prison and says he agrees to cooperate fully in the investigation and prosecution of others, his defense attorney today.
In the statement of facts here, it says that Greenberg paid her to engage in commercial sex acts with him and others. Who could those others be?
I'm not going to answer that.
As was made clear in court today, the more Greenberg tells federal agents, the more favorable the judge could be in sentencing. The federal investigators now with an inside line as Greenberg agrees in the plea agreement to name names and testify.
All Lester? Right. Kerry Sanders this evening. Thank you. After word that Bill and Melinda Gaetz will divorce, new reporting tonight that Bill Gaetz had an extramarital relationship with an associate. Kate Snow has that story.
The company that made Bill Gaetz a billionaire, Microsoft, confirms it conducted a thorough investigation after an employee raised a concern in 2019, saying Bill Gaetz sought an intimate relationship with her in 2000. The Wall Street Journal reports Microsoft's board of directors decided Gaetz needed to step down from the board. Emily Glazer helped break the story.
It became clear to them that this romantic relationship was inappropriate.
Months later, Bill Gaetz announced he would step down to dedicate more time to philanthropic priorities. A spokeswoman for Bill Gaetz says there was an affair almost 20 years ago which ended amicably. Bill's decision to transition off the board was in no way related to this matter. Glazer says the female employee wanted Melinda Gaetz to see her complaint.
The female employee really wanted Melinda Gaetz to read this letter, and we don't know if Melinda Gaetz read the letter.
We are still unequal, men and women.
As Melinda Gaetz was speaking out about women in the workplace, Bill Gaetz had developed a reputation for questionable conduct in work-related settings, according to the New York Times. Bill Gaetz's spokesperson disputes that, calling the rumors and speculation surrounding the Gaetz's divorce increasingly absurd. Kate Snow, NBC News.
Up next for us tonight, the crisis in affordable housing here in Orlando. Our week-long journey to witness America's rebound begins here in Orlando, where from atop the massive observation wheel at Icon Park, you can see many of the amusement theme parks and resorts that make up part of a $75 billion tourism industry, an industry that's helping lead this region's recovery.
Fun fuels Orlando's economic engine. And lately, from its restaurants to its iconic amusement parks, there's more to smile about.
I will have so much fun in this summer.
Orlando's Legoland was the first of the city's major theme parks to reopen last summer. Back then, operating at 50% capacity.
There's reminders literally everywhere in the park to remind people to be as safe as possible.
Is this your first vacation since the pandemic?
Yes.
Today, Legoland does not require masks outdoors, just indoors and on rides.
Do you see a lot of pent-up demand as you look at your summer schedule?
Of course. We are seeing lots of families come back.
Legoland president Rex Jackson says not only has the park welcomed back all its employees, it recently held this job fair.
We are currently hiring for hundreds of open positions.
Is there a point that you were all holding your breath, wondering which way this was going to tip?
Well, I think that last summer was a nice tipping point for us because we were able to reopen.
But while tourism is sailing along here, still left parked at the dock is the cruise industry. We headed out to nearby Port Canaveral, where the Carnival ship Liberty is tied up. This brand new terminal still empty, the entire industry held in limbo by the CDC, whose restrictions kept us from going on board. So we spoke to Captain Renato Bendinelli by Zoom from the dock.
Are you getting impatient to get back to cruises?
We are really, really ready to resume, yes.
What do you say to those who may be anxious about getting on a cruise?
Well, we shall never bring anybody to an unsafe place. We are taking all the necessary steps to guarantee the safety of everybody on board.
Some of the earliest COVID outbreaks occurred on cruise ships. Recently, the CDC said if nearly all employees and passengers are vaccinated, cruises from the U.S. can resume in July.
There's no mandate for any other business to have that requirement. We wouldn't be able to have kids under 12 on board.
Is it your expectation you will be ready and that you will be allowed to sail in July?
We're working towards that. President Biden said he wants to reopen America by the 4th of July, and we want to make sure that the cruise industry can be part of that reopening.
Christine Duffy is Carnival's president.
The silver lining for our industry and all of this and the Carnival Cruise Line is the pent-up demand that we have seen. Cruises are typically booked at least a year out. Our bookings for 2022 right now exceed the bookings that we had back in 2019 at the same time.
But living in the shadow of the major tourism machines here, small businesses like Jennifer and Fernando Tamayo's Tamale Company.
This is a family recipe?
This is a family recipe. It's a mix of my grandmother and my husband's grandmother's recipe.
They're only slowly getting back on their feet.
We were scared that in the blink of an eye, we're going to lose all of our passion, you know?
Do you feel like things are getting close to normal again?
I think it's going to take a little bit longer for people to come out.
Florida's economy got a major boost last fall, lifting restrictions earlier than most states, allowing restaurants and bars to open at full capacity.
Every business has the right to operate.
Today, at family-run High Tide Harry's Seafood Restaurant,
how are you guys doing tonight?
Brendan Heretic's big worry is finding enough employees. He blames new, more generous unemployment benefits.
The fact that people can make money without working seems like it will always trump, you know, having to work for that same money.
Still, a region hugely dependent on visitors, now as hopeful as ever.
My hope for the future of Orlando is that we start to get back to normal and people come back to the city that they know and love and get back to normalcy as we know it.
When it comes to affordable housing, Orlando is a symbol of a crisis being felt in many parts of the country. Sonica Denge of our Orlando affiliate West TV has more.
Amy Kaufholz and her family have spent 3 years saving to buy a house.
This is a dream we've had for a long time, and we finally feel like we're capable.
Over the last 2 months, they say they've seen every listing in their price range.
If you don't see it within the first 24 hours, the chances are you won't see it.
They made 5 offers at or over asking price.
All of them have been lost to cash buyers who are offering at least $15,000 to $20,000 over asking.
So they upped their budget by $25,000. Still, no luck.
Every Sunday night, typically after we've lost another offer, I end up in tears and just wonder if it's worth it.
What's the biggest reason why these prices are so high?
We have an influx of cash buyers from out of state, especially those more expensive states, and they're overbidding compared to what the local buyers are paying.
The number of homes for sale in the Orlando area has plunged more than 60% in the past year. Inventory is so low it would take only 3 weeks to sell all the homes currently on the market, far less than the 6 months experts say is typical for this area. And in the age of remote work, many are relocating, especially to certain areas. For sale inventory is down more than 30% compared to last year. Universal, NBC's sister company, has announced plans to dedicate 20 acres of land for 1,000 affordable apartments. A task force is also working to increase housing options. But for now, the market is tough for renters, too.
How are the rental options?
Rentals pretty much similar to the housing market. There's inventory that's pretty low because we have specifically a lot of renters that want to buy, but due to the housing prices being so high, they have to renew their leases.
It took Lacey Wolver 6 months to find an apartment to rent.
We are a two-income family with no children, so we have more disposable income than a lot of couples our age.
Still, they'll be paying over budget.
For the average Orlando resident, do you think that there are affordable options?
No. It's almost like they can't afford to live where they work.
Does this feel like the American dream to you?
No. Not in the slightest. There's no real hope right now for first-time homebuyers, and it's been really sad.
And Sonica joining us now. It seems this disproportionately impacts younger buyers.
Yes, Lester. Those buying for the first time have less capital simply because they haven't had as much time to save as older buyers. Experts are hoping that those construction projects that we mentioned will begin to balance out the market here by the end of this year.
All right, Sonica, great to have you on the broadcast tonight. We want to pay tribute tonight to a colleague whose name was synonymous with space coverage here at NBC News. Correspondent Jay Barbary joined NBC in 1958. Over the next 59 years, he would cover every human space mission to leave U.S. soil, 166 of them. His triumphs and the tragedies. So many of us at NBC had the privilege of working with Jay. He died on Friday here in Florida. Jay Barbary was 87. That's nightly news for this Monday from Orlando. Tomorrow, we'll see you from Louisville. Good night, everyone.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.